How long does it take to get known or have a new product just launch, get featured and known? This is what we're talking about in this episode. Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening and let's get started. Bonjour, hello, and welcome to episode 182, the 182nd episode of the Nata PR School podcast. Public relations, how long does it take to get known? So you're probably like me and you love shortcuts. You want instant results. I think it's very human to have this desire to learn something very quickly and, you know, be instantly successful. And there are some shortcuts, of course, they exist, especially if you have, like me, discovered lately ChatGPT. And you know how much time and money it saves you. Like, I love using ChatGPT because it makes me go so much faster. I write something, I say, hey, ChatGPT, I need your help. Please translate this. Then I proofread and it's done, my friend. So much fun. So there are some amazing shortcuts. And let's say now that you have all your great text and everything is ready. You've spent months working on a product launch, a new program, a new service. And you're launching it in just a few weeks. And you hope that sales will be like right away, instant. That you'll make like thousands of sales very quickly, instantly, right? How I understand you, my friends, my PR friends. I'm just like you. And of course, this is what I want too. Like, I want instant results. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. And I would love to be able to promise all of our clients at the Nata PR agency that, you know, in a few months, well, even a few weeks sometimes, because this is what my clients want. They will have all major media be excited by their product. They will be, you know, featuring them, talking about them, like, writing articles and great reviews about their new products and services. I would love to, my life would be so much more fun if it would be just that easy, right? But, you know, humans are not like that. Humans love, of course, shortcuts. I do, for sure. But most of the time, very often, humans need what? Time to adopt new products or to just process new information. If you think about it, like, we receive so much information. There's a stat that I saw that compared to, let's say, 1950, how much information we receive every single day. It's like insane. I should look at this stat. So anyway, all this to say that we all want instant results. And we're bombarded by new information. So how much time does it take to get known, to get, you know, attract the attention and have top-tier media talk about your new product? Well, there's no one answer to this question. There's no universal answer to this question. It's not something mathematic. You can't say it's going to take 5 days or 5 months. That's not the way it works, unfortunately. Of course, I've seen many campaigns and all of them had different level of success, faster or slower, depending on three major factors. There are some other factors, but let's say three main factors. The first one is your product something that, you know, is going to save lives, that meets a pressing need? That's the first one. The second major pillar is, do trends favor promoting your work or your product? Can we use trends to promote your product? That's number two. Number three, is it a product that creates instant desire? You know, you're launching something and you know that people will just want to jump on it and buy it right away. So three major pillars. Of course, there are some other factors, but if you have the chance to have something that meets a pressing needs, I'm going to give you a very big example. If you remember, of course, COVID-19 vaccines, there was a real pressing need, right? It was something global and across the universe, as I say sometimes. The whole world was expecting and hoping and praying for these vaccines. So have you noticed the extent of the media coverage obtained by pharmaceutical giants? Was just crazy. So why? Because it was answering a pressing need, right? Something urgent, and the urgent need even. Yes, I know it's extreme, but it just to, you know, give you a good example of what it means to have something pressing. Anything regarding health, of course, is in that field. And so second one was, do your product is favored by trends? And I love trends, especially if you follow my Instagram account. This is what I do in my stories. I just like reshare all the trends I find, and there are so many amazing trends. But some are repeated. So these are the very strong trends. So if, for example, you have a product that answer a vegan needs, or that's in the vegan trend, of course, use it and present your product in that trend. So I love trends myself because it really helps many of our clients. We can present it. Like, for example, we even work with a cosmetic company that was using AI to create formulas and work with, you know, the database of their clients. So of course, we told that story to the press and we got coverage on it. For sure. So trends are very useful. And does your product create an instant desire? If you think about Ferrari, every time they have a new model, they're sold out. So that's instant desire, really. Not for everyone. Sometimes it can be a luxury product. Myself, I'm very sensitive to some luxury products. And if a company is launching a new cosmetic, for example, a new lipstick, I might want it right away. So that's instant desire. Suppose you participated in a reality TV show viewed by millions of people. In that case, of course, maybe your fame just skyrocketed overnight. Huh? You became famous overnight. People recognize you on the street. And depending on the country where this TV reality is broadcast, of course, you can gain, some participant did gain thousands, sometimes even millions of followers on their social media platforms, right? So after that, so this is one way to get known today, but you know, not everybody, if you're like me and you're not a big fan of TV reality, well then you're like the rest of the universe. And what will it take to get known and to get featured? It takes three things. First is it's time, my friend. Yes, more time. Then you will need to tell your story maybe over and over and over again on different ways, with different angles. So that's number two. You will have to tell your story many times. Number three, you will need to invest in something that's ongoing, like a continuous communication strategy. This is why PR can be extremely powerful here, because this is what we do. We help all our clients get there all the time and on a continuous basis. So how long does it take to get known when you're just a mortal, or just, you know, like you and me? You're not famous and you have this new company, you just launched something, a new product. So how much does it take? How much time does it take to get known? Well, of course, sometimes several months. This is why when you work with a PR agency, they will propose an annual plan. Yes, 12 months, 6 months, or sometimes, you know, 3 to 4 months if it's for a specific launch. Yes, it takes time for sure. That's the first thing you need. Tell your story on different angles, then invest on a PR strategy that's ongoing. Voila. So several months, sometimes years of ongoing PR. If you look at all the major companies that have been out there for, you know, forever, they all do three things: publicity, PR, and work with ambassadors. Sometimes they only do two out of three, but that's what they do. So they communicate year after year. They have a campaign, a PR campaign, a publicity campaign year after year. So voila. So how much time does it take? Well, no one answer here. And if you have any questions, please reach out. I'll be happy to help you and tell you regarding what you're launching. I'm there to help. And more than anything, of course, I hope you'll be joining me next week. So, à la semaine prochaine. Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to natapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the Nada PR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nada@natapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine.